And welcome back. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall here in Studio A with our theater critic, Jay Wynn Russick. We're going to talk about Fences. Is it the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company? It's part of the August Wilson celebration that's happening all around town over these few seasons here. Fences is probably August Wilson's best known play. Why do you think that is? What makes this one such a biggie?
It's also probably Wilson's most popular play. And this production is part of the proof. Chesapeake Shakespeare extended its run by 1 week. Not the first theater in this series to have done that for a Wilson play. There's several reasons why Fences is so well known. For one thing, it's taught in schools. For another, there's a 2016 movie that starred Denzel Washington. The play won the Tony Award. It was the first of Wilson's two Pulitzer Prizes. And it's also Wilson's most accessible play. It's a very grounded, conventionally structured domestic drama. Fences is the 1950s installment of Wilson's decade-by-decade chronicle of 20th-century American life, African-American life. And it shares a major theme with such great American plays as Eugene O'Neill's Long Day's Journey Into Night and Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman and All My Sons. That shared theme is the troubled relationships between fathers and sons. Troy Maxson, Fences' protagonist, is a former baseball star with the Negro League, though he never made it to the majors. He learned to play baseball in the penitentiary, but he straightened out his life afterward. He became a Pittsburgh sanitation worker. He married a good woman, and together they raised their son, Corey. Now Corey's being recruited to play college football, and Troy is vehemently against this. He's bitter about his own experience. He's convinced that African-American athletes will never be treated fairly in professional sports. I have a clip of a father and son argument. Corey has innocently asked why his father doesn't like him. This is Dejanette Horn as Troy and Isaiah C. Evans as Corey. Let's listen.
As long as you're in my house, you put that sir on the end of it when you talk to me.
Yes, sir.
You eat every day.
Yes, sir.
You got a roof over your head.
Yes, sir.
You got clothes on your back.
Yes, sir.
Why do you think that is?
Because of you.
Oh, yeah, I know it's because of me, but why do you think that is?
Because... you like me?
Like you. I go out of here every morning, busting my butt, putting up with them crackers, because I like you. About the biggest fool I ever saw. It's my job. It's my responsibility to take care of you.
That's Dejanette Horn and Isaiah C. Evans in Chesapeake Shakespeare's production of Fences. So, Judy, tell us more about the portrayals of this father and son. Is there any hope here in this relationship?
Well, not much. I've seen Fences many times, and Troy is a terrific role. Wilson wrote a complex character, a tragic hero. Troy is larger than life, but he's also flawed and stubborn and scarred from his own relationship with his abusive father. Dejanette Horn plays Troy with the conviction of a man striving to do his best, but he's plagued by lapses. Horn plays him with a confident bearing and an equally assured delivery of Troy's frequent speechifying. That includes a monologue about his tortured childhood, which included leaving home and turning to crime at age 14. The role of Troy is also one of the things that sets Fences apart from much of Wilson's other work. Most of his plays feature ensemble casts instead of a clear-cut protagonist like Troy. Parent-child relationships are a little more common in Wilson's plays, but they're nowhere as prominent as they are in Fences. Isaiah C. Evans plays Corey as a good kid. He's a teenager. He's grown up in a stable, loving home, even if his father's expression of love is rather, shall we say, stunted. His mother points out that Corey wants to be like his dad, but his dad, Troy, wants his son to be everything Troy is not. It's an insurmountable difference, and Evans shows Corey's increasing frustration turning to resentment.
And you describe Corey's mother as a good woman. How does that come across on stage?
She's played by Lolita Marie, and Lolita Marie brings warmth and good cheer to this wife and mother. The character's name is Rose. When she finally stands up to Troy, a little too much of this warmth comes across. Her Rose is probably smarter than her husband, and she's certainly more intuitive. She wants Troy to build a fence around their yard, not to keep intruders out, but to keep her family in. Lolita Marie and Dejanette Horn are married in real life, and I couldn't help but feel that the closeness between them carries over on stage. I brought a clip of Rose describing her attraction to Troy initially and the sacrifice that eventually meant. Let's listen.
I thought, Rose Lee, now here's a man you can open yourself up to and be filled to bursting. Here's a man that can fill all those empty spaces that you've been tipping around the edges of. One of those empty spaces was being somebody's mama. I married him and settled in and making him supper and make sure we had clean sheets on the bed. And when your daddy walked in the house, he was so big that it filled it up. And that was my first mistake, not making sure that he made room for me.
That's Lolita Marie in Fences. That's in a production at the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company. So, Judy, as we mentioned at the top here, Fences is part of Baltimore's ongoing August Wilson celebration. It was actually the brainchild of Chesapeake Shakespeare's director or executive director, Leslie Malin. And Chesapeake Stage is modeled after the 16th century Globe Theater. They are, after all, a Shakespeare company. So how is it transformed into a 1950s, you know, Pittsburgh set?
And a dirt yard, no less.
Yeah.
It's transformed very effectively. Set designer Timothy Jones has concealed the theater's balcony, the stage's balcony. He has it covered over behind the front wall of Troy's two-story brick Pittsburgh house, and the theater's deep thrust stage becomes the yard. The house, of course, has windows, and one of the things that impressed me about Reginald L. Douglas's steady, sure-handed direction is the way that he incorporates the windows into the action, wordlessly. At times, characters in the house look through the windows at what's going on in the yard. The house represents stability, but it also has eyes that demand responsibility. The only flaw in the set design is that though we see Troy and Corey working on the fence, we never see its finished version. I also want to say something more about the August Wilson Celebration, which has 9 theaters producing Wilson's plays in chronological order over 3 seasons. Fences is the 6th play, so now we've passed the halfway mark. The level of these productions have been high throughout. This celebration is a tribute to Wilson and to Baltimore.
All right, great stuff. Fences is at the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company until the 8th of March. That's it for us today. Tomorrow, NPR climate reporter Rebecca Hersher is the host. I hope you can tune in then. Thanks for being with us. Have a great day.
This is 88.1 WYPR, your local NPR news station.